Yes, sir. Now, what is your name, sir?
Parker Lee Johnson.
That must be Johnson.
Yes, sir. Okay, sir, for the record, could you please state your name and your ADC number for us?
Parker Lee Johnson. 3089.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Examiner's Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today, sir. To my far left is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. In the middle, we have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, who's, my name is Michael Johnson, so I'll be acting as your panel chair today. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. On that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Myself.
Okay. So at this time, I'd like to also introduce you to Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole office, sir. I'd like to swear you and Mr. Osborne in at this time. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do. Okay, Mr. Kyle, the hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your terms and your conditions or whether you should be violated or reinstated on your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, Mr. Kyle, I need you to state whether the allegation is true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir? Okay. The allegation on your watch states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 1, demonstrated by your failure to report to the Grand County Regional Office located at 801 South 16th Street within one working day after your release on or about February 16, 2018. Your whereabouts are unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, then, based on the admission of Mr. Kyle, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and last was about to lapse into different ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Kyle, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether we vote or reinstate you under supervision. We're going to start out phase two and get some additional information from Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Kyle was released from DOC custody on February 16th of 2018. He was arrested on March 1st of 2018 by the Cottonwood Police Department on his absconded status and was returned back to our custody on March 2nd of 2018 for 13 absconded days, with a community supervision end date of August 3rd of 2018. Current conviction, 2015, for misconduct involving weapons, 3 years, 3 months. In 2015, dangerous drug violation, 3 years, 3 months. Prior convictions, 1978, assault with deadly weapons, 6 years. 1984, domestic violence, 20 years. 1984, recaptured kidnapping, 20 years. 1984, aggravated assault, 20 years. And 2001, aggravated DUI, 2 years, 6 months. He's had 4 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3.3, a minimal score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is no FCD or name information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 1997, home arrest release, arrest of a tech violation, revoked by BOEC. 1998, TIS absconder, 2 months and 25 days, returned to custody and revoked by the BOEC. In 2003, TIS release completion, 4 months. There's a moderate disciplinary history with drugs, weapons, and violence noted. Other arrests, 1999, DUI, liquor, drugs, vapors, combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. And 1999, DUI, liquor, drugs, vapors, combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. And he has a community risk score of G1, V1.
Thank you, sir. So, sir, when you were released from prison in Tucson. How come you didn't report to the parole officer for intake?
And I was trying to take care of my kids, my family, and call them.
He was taking care of your kids?
Yeah, I didn't have what it really was. All I had, all I had, things in my pocket. All my paperwork, everything, you know, but...
Where's your paperwork at, son?
It's in my pocket, down there in my daughter's house.
So, sir, did you go to the hospital and you fell at the Greyhound bus station?
Yeah.
Did you get admitted to the hospital, or what happened?
Well, they just kept me in a council, too. All that time, it's a Greyhound,
So, sir, Mickey, Kyle, who is that, sir?
My daughter.
So you went to your daughter's house from the hospital?
Yeah, I went to my daughter's.
Where did you go after you left your daughter's house?
Back down here. Here. I was over there trying to take care of stuff and make it up there and count money and put it up and go to work on stuff. My daughter's still there. She's getting married.
Mr. Kyle, can you understand what I'm saying to you? Tell me why you didn't go to your parole officer.
And I didn't have work down there. My brother working.
Were you staying at your brother's house?
Oh, I did. No, it's him or his partner outside. Only with some good friend place from there.
Okay.
I signed in Jeffrey for Coffee John.
So, Mr. Kyle, why didn't you stay at your daughter's house so your daughter could help you out?
I didn't. I was helping him. She's married to a boy. He's on parole.
She's married to somebody on parole?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Okay, all right. So where'd your brother stay at, sir?
My brother was over there. My brother was over Chino Bone.
So were you drinking and doing any drugs while you were out, sir?
No.
You didn't do any drinking while you was out?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
What was you drinking?
Yeah, I drank some beer.
So why were you drinking beer? So you know you shouldn't be drinking beer. Why were you drinking beer?
I wasn't the one that was on the wall. I was drinking. There shouldn't have been a lot of mad men.
So, sir, do you have any transportation or money? If you are, do you have any money or transportation?
Yeah, when you get home, I do.
When you get home, what's going to happen? Where's home at, sir?
Cottonwoods.
Where?
Cottonwoods.
Cottonwood? Is that where your family is in Cottonwood?
Yeah.
So, where did you there, how did you fall at the bus station? What happened? Did you get admitted to the hospital?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you have somebody in Cottonwood to take care of you, sir? Are you receiving SMI counseling, sir? Did you take a medication?
No.
No?
Medication,
I'm on now. Mr. Kyle, how old are you, sir?
62.
62?
So. Yeah.
All right, sir, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions. All right, Mr. Kyle, is there anything you want to say to the board as why you didn't want to go to your parole office at this time, sir?
I was out there, but I didn't have no way out of here. So I didn't show up. What proof is going to have to get that car in there again? It's cut. Main reason I didn't go is because I didn't have transportation.
You didn't have transportation, so that's why you didn't go?
Yeah, I forgot that. And it's pretty important thing. I don't know what
so the board's going to go into discussion. I'm going to keep you on the phone, sir. Do not hang up. Stay on the phone. You can hear us while we're in discussion. This is kind of an interesting case to me. I see that when he was released, he fell down at the bus station and went to the hospital. And it looks like he was in the hospital for a couple of days or admitted, because the hospital then later transported him to his and it's apparent that Mr. Kyle is definitely has some SMI issues, and will be released on August 3rd, but
I can see grandkids I go to kill in my
head. I don't know whether just to keep him in there for his welfare or to release him. I'm kind of stuck on this one.
Well, Mr. Johnson, he's two different times that he absconded. I know this time we see the reason, but there was a prior community supervision where he absconded for 2 months and 25 days.
Right.
And he did admit to drinking beer when he was out, so.
I'm drinking for a while.
I feel that for health reasons, he should stay in this. That's just what I feel.
Yeah.
I can be persuaded that other people protect him. The only protection. Otherwise, he's going to follow me.
Yeah, he fell down at the bus station. Right.
His family did not get him to the parole office. His daughter did not. Therefore, he ended up absconding or whatever he did.
All right. Therefore, I'm going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Kyle, find that it was a Lincoln body to determine the conditions of his supervision, and have the officer allowed to come away or accompany the was gone for 13 days. He says after his breakfast for absconding, he did admit to drinking some beer while he was out.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Kyle. the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir, you will be released on August 3rd of 2018. At that time, sir, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. You'll be able to go back to Cottonwood and stay where you would like. You won't have to report to any parole officer at that time, sir. Okay, can you put the CO3 back on the line, Mr. Kyle?
Yeah.